just too big for you. Now I knew in my heart that there's nothing that is too big for God. This situation was difficult. And as I worried, and as I sort of agonized, the Holy Spirit reminded me that many times in your life you've faced situations such as this. But I've never failed you. I've always been there to care for you. Last week, during this crisis I found myself in, I got up the next morning and I went to work. And the situation that seemed to be so huge and of such great magnitude was taken care of before I ever even parked my car. We serve a good God. A glorious God. Nothing. Too big, nor too great for our God. I sing his praise. Not for what that he's done just for me. Praise God for what he's done for us all. We've all been blessed. Tremendous blessed. Sister, I've not forgot. We're going to dismiss the church. All of you that are going to Children's Church today, please get ready, because we're ready to preach. Like a mass exodus out. That's been how Pharaoh felt in Egypt when the Israelites left. I thank God for Children's Church, and I thank God for our youth and our children's workers. We thank God for Vacation Bible School. We thank God for Kids in the Park. We're just so thankful for all of them. Our thought today is this: reading the instructions. Reading the instructions. Dear friends, if you have your Bibles with you today, turn with us to the book of 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. Are you in a mess today? Some of you may possibly be in a mess. I don't know if you've experienced this or not, but there have been times in the past when I have purchased something, or Miss Angie seems to have purchased something, and I'm always dreading it when I see the box when it says assembly required. I say to myself, can't you find something that's put together? Because you see, I'm speaking from experience, because there have been times in my life that I've got these little projects and I've opened them up and I began to attempt to assemble. And 30 minutes will turn into an hour, then an hour will turn into 2 hours, and then 3 hours, I'm about to start sinning because I'm mad. And then I'm saying, well, what did I do with that? I just had it in a box. And then it dawns on me. Why don't I just read the instructions? Why don't I just read the instructions? It may have looked simple, but it actually was not simple. instructions makes all the difference in the world. In Paul's letter to young Timothy, the theme of 2 Timothy is a personal walk. And one must have instruction to have a proper walk. The Word of God tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse number 16, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Oh, dear friends, when the Lord began to speak of our heart, he began to remind me, no doubt, as he reminded you over the years, that when you find yourself in a mess, you find yourself in a rough spot, if you have some instruction, it makes all the difference in the world. When you see your friend, as Paul was writing to this young preacher, the Holy Spirit reminded him that he needed some instruction. And Paul here was conveying the word that the Lord had laid upon his heart for this young man to take the word and apply the word and use the word for the glory of God. And the same Paul that loved young Timothy is the same one who would go out to the churches of Asia Minor, giving instruction through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit so that they could conduct themselves in ways that was pleasing to God. I tell you today, dear friends, if we're not pleasing to the Lord, praise his glorious name, let's read the instructions. Well, you see, dear friends, when we read the instructions and we apply them, not only will it get us out of the mess that we sometimes find ourselves in, but it will prevent us from getting into a mess. What is the instructions? The Word of God. The Word of God is the instruction that one is to apply to his and her life so that we can conduct ourselves in ways that's pleasing to the Lord. I believe, dear friends, that when Paul penned this, he wanted Timothy to know that the doctrinal truths of the Word of God would bring encouragement and that the reproof and that the correction would enable Timothy to grow in ways that would be pleasing to the Lord. Well, the same word and applied then is the same word and applies now for the instructions of God has a meaningful purpose for us all. We all need to read the instructions. We sometimes think we've got it all figured out. There have been times I've broken open these boxes and I've seen all these components and all these items. And I would say, well, that's not too bad. Not until I got into it. And then I found out just how bad that it was. Oh, I tell you today, dear friend, there is people who think living this Christian life is a piece of cake. I tell you today, dear friend, it's hard, and sometimes it's most difficult. But I can tell you today, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who loves us, who will never leave us nor forsake us, has given us the instructions that we need to stay the course and to keep the faith and to bring him honor, bring him praise, and bring him glory. Paul, through the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, told Timothy, that this Word of God, that these instructions that the Lord is giving to him would bring to his life what is so desperately needed. I tell you, dear friends, if we apply the Word, we will take the Word
rise up than you know. To know him is to love him. And to love him is to belong to him. We say this many, many times. Dear friends, life is not to live us. We're to live life in accordance to the will of God. Paul knew that his martyrdom was coming. He knew that he would soon perish for the cause of Christ. But the message is to go forward. And Timothy, like we need instructions in our life to conduct ourselves in a way that's pleasing to God. Is it impacting? Yes, dear friends, it's impacting. For the Bible tells us in the book of 2 Kings, in chapter 22, there was a young man, a young king by the name of Josiah. And Josiah, he came to reign when he was 8 years old. And Josiah was a king who loved God. He was a man who put his faith in God. For the word of God had been misplaced. The word of God had been laid to the side. And as time had passed, the word of God was missing. Well, I want you to understand something today, dear friend. Because Josiah had the love of the Lord in his heart, he had a desire to see the temple restored. He desired to see it be put back to its former glory. And the Bible tells us there in 2 Kings that the Bible tells us that this young king, he desired to have renovations done to the house of God. And there in 2 Kings in chapter 22, the high priest Hilkiah was there when the temple was being rebuilt, and he found something. You know what he found? He found the word of God. And when Hilkiah and the priest and the scribes seen it and read it, it changed everything. He took the word of God to Josiah, and they began to read it to him. And the Bible tells us that he read his clothes. He was overjoyed because he found the word and he could apply it to his life. And we all know that the word of God is at our disposal. Every one of us. But are we using it in the way that God would have us use? Here Josiah, a great man who loved God, who cherished God, had not had the word applied. But when the word began to be applied to this young king's life, everything all the more began to change. I say that, dear children, to say this. You may think things are going well. You apply the instructions of the word of God to your life, and you ain't seen nothing yet. But there's a joy, there's a peace that comes from the instructions of God. To walk with him, to talk with him, to be nurtured by him is a process that brings blessings to our heart, our minds, and our souls. What do we have to do? We have to read the instructions. We have to read the instructions. We have to be willing to take the instruction of God and apply it to our lives like never before. There were a lot of great kings of Judah. And here Josiah was in the line of King David. But when Hilkiah found the word of God in the temple, when he found it and brought it to the king, and the king was exposed to the truth, everything changed all the more in his life. Yeah, I tell you today, dear friends, you may think you've arrived, but I can tell you today, we all have a long way to go. Yeah. A long way to go. Yeah. this man of God by the name of Josiah. No doubt he adopted the very words that Paul wrote to young Timothy. I think about how that the old and the new complement one another in a unique way. When Paul wrote to Timothy, he said, all scriptures give by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Oh, I tell you today, the instructions of the Almighty will make it possible for us to be right with the Lord. And I thought about this as we were preparing this message, and we thought about how that the Lord had blessed us in tremendous ways this past week, and we shout, and we sing, and we give honor, and we give praise, and we give glory to the Lord who's worthy of our prayers.
The Lord instructs us. He instructs us to praise Him.
Thought about young Timothy, how that he would carry on. How that he would have to deny himself and to take up his cross and to follow God. Because he would be those that would come down to power that would need to be ministered to by one who has been instructed by the Lord. Those that came before us had not been instructed by the Holy Spirit and had applied the Word of God to their lives, we wouldn't even be here today. This little old church of Pine Hill used to be called the Rock Church that was founded in 1908 wouldn't even have been here. People hadn't applied the instructions to their lives. Do we now have something to be thankful for? Oh, yes, we do. And I thought about this young king, Josiah. The Bible says there in 2 Kings, there in chapter 23, it talks about how that the Passover was kept, and it spoke about Josiah as it has spoken about no other king. For the Bible says, and likened to him, in verse 25 of 2 Kings 23, it says, and likened unto him, there was no king before him that turned to the Lord with all his heart, with all his soul, and with all his might, according to all the law of Moses. Never after him arose there any like him. Why was there not like him after him? It was because, praise God, he applied the instruction of the Lord to his life.
The Word changes things. The Word changes things.
Paul, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, knowing that all Scripture is inspired by the Lord, conveyed this to Timothy because he knew, as we know, this Word, this instruction book, is going to outlive us all. It's going to be here when we're gone. And what God desires today is for people to see the instructions of this Word applied to our life so that you and I can be walking, talking testimonies for the Lord. Paul would soon pass. But the Word of God would carry on. And then Timothy would one day pass. And others would carry on. One would lead to another. And you know something? We can trace it not just our way back. Paul and Timothy in the New Testament. Dear friends, we can take it all the way back to the days of Josiah. Because the same Word of God that made a difference then is the same Word of God that makes a difference today. So, well, I just don't know how to put my life together. Read the instructions. You might say, well, my life's a mess. to say this. With every one of us, there's a sin in your life. You say, why is that? Friends, we're all broken. We're all broken. We all have sad situations. We all have terrible things in our lives. But you know something? We're just like in the Old Testament, when the Word of God talks about the potter and the clay. Aren't you glad that the old marred potter, the old marred clay that was in the potter's hand was not cast away, but what was in that? It was remolded. It was reshaped. Potter had instructions. Your friends, you want a difference in your life? Here it is. Here it is. Hours for the taking. I don't know the last time some people I know have picked this up and actually read it. I don't know the last time. You say, well, you putting them down? No! I encourage them to pick it up today. Sometimes it takes a difficult situation and a hard circumstance. When your life is in a position where the rubber meets the road, and the Holy Spirit reminds you of the instructions that was given. I can remember putting together a piece of furniture for Miss Angie. It whipped me. I'm not kidding you. It whipped me. I thought almost done it. I had a piece on it backwards, and I had to disassemble the whole thing to put that piece on it. Then when I got it almost back together, I needed these little special screws. And I looked in that box. I looked everywhere. I might have got bad and thrown them. I don't know. But they was nowhere to be had. But to finish the job, I had to have them. You know why? Here I was. 3.5 hours into this mess. Still needed to get it done. Didn't have the stuff to get it done. And you know, them instructions told me exactly what I needed. Size, shape, pitch, head. My car. Went down to Ace Hardware. Picked me up a pack of those little specialty screws. Come back. I would have no idea what to get. I would have no idea what to attack. I hadn't read this screen. You see, dear friends, we may not know exactly what. We may have messed up so much, we may have just misplaced things, we may have put our lives in such disarray that we're just at our wits' end. Hit us, set us on the right course. You say, well, Brother Lynn, was he aggravated? Did you have to get up out of that mess? No, I just thank God I had gas to get down there. Thank God I had the instruction to get what I needed to get. Thank the Lord I had the strength and help to be able to come back through. Without losing my religion. Thank God. We pray today that we're reading instruction. And that we're applying. Because they're given to us to instruct us, to help us, to enable us, praise God, to move on. Let's stand here. As we come to bless.